Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the deliciously lovely shir that we have been learning on the topic of Kedusha Rishona, L'Zchus Shmuel Alexander ben Echagintel for his bracha and hatzlacha. And we continue where we left off last time. It says in the Sifri in Parshas Ekev, as we remember, we're learning the Sefer Lakutei Shirim of Hagaon Rabbi Chaim Stein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It says in the Sifri in Parshas Ekev, based on the pasuk Kol Makom Asher Tidur Achav Ra'ad Lechem, Lechem Yehei, wherever you trample is going to be yours. Says the Sifri, wait a second, are you telling us the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael? It can't be. We already have a pasuk, may I have a barbel of anon as it? So what does it mean, wherever you trample is going to be yours? The answer is, whatever you capture in Chutz La'aretz is yours. And therefore it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. You have mitzvah sanoa goes by Eretz Yisrael. And so paskins the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Michos Shumas Alecha Gimel, that what we capture has a din of Eretz Yisrael l'chol dover. The Red Baz differs, and he says, I'm not so sure that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael l'chol dover, what you capture. Maybe just linyan trumas and maisers, but not completely. Shar dinim, like batei arichom and other dinim, what you capture doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. There's also mashma like that in the Ran and Nidarim, who says that Eiver HaYarden, the other side of the Jordan, the Transjordan, wasn't holy as far as Havasa Omer, and for other things as well. So the Ran holds that Eiver HaYarden wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. It was just sanctified by the din of Kibush, and therefore it's not holy with respect to Omer and Bikurim. So we see there's a chilik between Trumas and Maisers and Bikurim and Omer. As far as Trumas and Maisers, Kibush helps. As far as Bikurim and Omer, Kibush outside of Eretz Yisrael, those lands, doesn't help. So what's the explanation? The explanation is that there are really two dinim. There's a din of Haftocha, what was given to Avraham Avinu in the promise, Hamidbar Zev Alavana, whatever the borders are there. And there's a din of Eretz Yisrael mitat the parasha, whatever you capture is yours. And they're fundamentally different. Whatever you capture is yours, the din of Trumas and Maisers. And therefore they get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But as far as Bikurim and Omer are concerned, it's not enough to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We need Eretz Yisrael that was promised to Avraham Avinu. So there are two dinim. There's the din of actual Eretz Yisrael, and there's the din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So whatever Avraham Avinu was promised, that's actually Eretz Yisrael, and that has a din. And that's going to have Bikurim and Omer. But what isn't mamish part of Eretz Yisrael, what they just captured, so that is only going to be holy as far as Trumas and Maisers. It's going to have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maisers, but it's still not actually Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam, this can be borne out by a Rambam. The Rambam talks about taking the Biza. Kohanim Levim aren't allowed to take the booty. So the Rambam says that's only in Eretz Yisrael proper. But the areas that they capture, there they're allowed to take the booty. So you see again, there's a chiluk between what they captured and what they didn't capture. And therefore, what they capture might have a din as far as Trumas and Maisers are concerned, but it's not mamish like Eretz Yisrael. Some dinim only apply to Eretz Yisrael, like Omer, that you can only bring the Omer from actual Eretz Yisrael proper that was promised to Avraham Avinu. So based on what we explained, that there are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael which was promised to the Avos, and Eretz Yisrael from the parasha of Kol Mokom Asher Tidur Achav Ra'ad Lechem. So we can also now have a suffix about the gather of the din of kibush in the pasuk of Kol Mokom Asher Tidur Achav Ra'ad Lechem, wherever you trample is yours. There also do we say that there's a tenai in the Chaleis Kedusha that it has to be Kvusha ve'omedes, it has to be constantly under your control, constantly captured. Or maybe there are two dinim, because we learned in a previous segment of this year, that Eretz Yisrael has to be Kvusha ve'omedes. In order for it to be holy, it has to be under our control. We have to have captured, and it has to be under our capture. Once we lose it from our capture, it's not holy anymore. So what do we say about this din of what you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael? Does that also have to be Kavusha Vomedes? Or no? Maybe what you capture outside of Eretz Yisrael has a din like Chazaka. What do we say about Chazaka in a previous year? Chazaka is a Maisa Akidush. Once you do that Maisa, it's done. It's finished, and now it's already holy. It doesn't matter if you're not holding on to it anymore afterwards. And the nafkamina would be if by shara ratzas of chutzlaritz that they captured, we say kedusha rishona kitchel shaita v'lo kitchel lasid lavo. Do we say kitchel lasid lavo? If we say it's a tenayin lechefta of the kedusha, that it has to be captured. So the moment it's uncaptured, the goyim captured back, so it loses its kedusha. But if you say it's a tenayin in the maisa kiddush, so you just have to do that maisa of capturing it, so the kedusha is not batal even after it's taken over by the goyim. So we can bring a raya from the Sifri brought in Tosfos and Gittin that Syria was a kibush yachid because it was captured before they captured the other seven nations, the Shiva Amamin. So this is very difficult. It's mashma, you can't have kedusha if they capture it like the kibush harabim, as if it was a kibush harabim. That if you have a kibush hayachid, a kibush harabim can't ever get the status. A kibush hayachid can't ever get the status of kibush harabim. Why is that difficult? In a chinami, at that time when they actually captured it, it can't be chal, as if it was a kibush rabim, because they haven't yet captured the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. But after they were kovish the other amamin, and it's still under our control, so now we should get a din of kibush rabim because it's kavusha v'omedes. If you learn that pshat is that kavusha v'omedes is what gives it its kedusha, that it's still under our control after we captured it, so then why, after we captured the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, don't those extra lands, what we were kovish outside, why don't they get a din of kibush rabim because they're still under our control? So that compels us to say that there's no kibush achar kibush, because the whole din of kol mokom asher tidroch kaf raglichem is a din of a maisa kibush. It's not enough that it's kovish v'yomid, you have to have a maisa kibush that's mekadesh the land. And once they were ready kovish it, once they already captured it, you can't talk anymore about another maisa kibush, because it was not another war, it was not another capturing, it's already under our control. So it comes out according to this that the kibush that's learned from kol mokom asher tidroch isn't a tenai in the guf hakedusha, it's a tenai in the maisa kiddush. So you have to do this maisa, and once it's done, it's done, it's finished. But not that as long as it's under your control it's holy. Then you can say that after they capture the rest of Eretz Yisrael, now what they captured is a kibush yachad before they capture the rest of Eretz Yisrael becomes holy. But we don't say that. It must be because when they did the original maisa kibush, that's it, maisa kibush is done, it's finished, it was done as a yachid, meaning before you captured the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, and it's now it's too late, it can't get a din of kibush rabim. So through this maisa kibush, that's what's mekadesh the land. But it's not a tenai beguf hakedusha, it's a tenai b'maisa kiddush. Tenai beguf hakedusha, we said, is that as long as it's done, it's holy. As long as it's kovish tachas yadeinu, it's holy. That's what we said about the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But the lands that we captured outside of Eretz Yisrael, there there's a maisa kibush, and there and it's a one-time thing. And according to this, it emerges that the kibush of chutz la'aretz it's better than the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerusha Rishona. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the kibush is a tenai b'chalos hakedusha, and the moment there's no longer a kibush, there's no longer kedusha. Ma'ashen came in the din kibush that's learned from kol mokom asher tidroch kaf raglichem. That's a tenai in the maisa kiddush. So even if the kibush is batel, but they did the maisa. Once you did the maisa, where's the kedusha go away? That's what we asked in a previous segment. We said, where did the kedusha go? How did the kedusha go away? The answer is that as if it's pshat is as long as you're holding on to it, it's holy. So when you're not holding on to it, then it can't be holy anymore. But it's pshat that it's a, and that's what we said about Eretz Yisrael, but it's pshat that it's a one-time maisa, and that's what gives it its kedusha. So even if afterwards the goyim come and capture it, but you did your maisa kiddush, so it's holy. The holiness is permanent. And that, therefore, we can shtel to the maisa of chazaka. We said chazaka is a maisa a kiddush. And once it's done, and therefore kedusha shnia, which is done by a maisa chazaka. So that's that maisa chazaka is permanent, even though they're not holding onto it afterwards. And based on this, we can answer the question with which we started our shiur, We said at the beginning of the shir, in the first segment, why does the Gemara say that Syria is holy? Because they captured it in the time of David. We said that Kedusha Rishon is lo kitchel lasid lava. So what does it matter what they did in the time of David? From David's Kedusha Rishona, what's the nafkamin in the time of the Gemara? So now the answer is beautiful. The answer is that only the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is batal, because there the Kibush is a Tanai beguf HaKedusha, only as long as it's captured. And therefore once we lose it, we lose it. That's the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But there are different rules for what was captured outside, like Syria. Syria, which is Chutz La'aretz, that retains its din of being a holy. Why? Because it comes from the pasuk called Makom Asher Tidroch, and that's a Maisa Kiddush. So this chiluk that we made between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz answers our kasha. Kasha was, how is it shayach that because of the original Maisa Kiddush of Syria, it remains holy, even in the time of the Gemara? The answer is because there you don't need Kavusha Vomedis. That has a different makor. The makor is called Makor Mesher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem. We prove from the Sifri, brought in Tosis, that there you a one-time Maisa Kibush is enough forever. So if you hold that Kibush Yachet in the time of David, it's Shmei Kibush, that's what the Gemara says. Kasava Kibush Yachet Shmei Kibush. If you hold that Kibush Yachet is Shmei Kibush, that means David did a good Kibush of Syria. And you say, aye, but it went away. It's not holy anymore. It was captured, taken over by the Goyim. The answer is, yeah, but from the Pasuk of Kol Makom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, you don't need it to remain. From Kol Makom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem, you don't need it to remain there under our control. All it needs is a one-time kiddush. And since all it needs is a one-time kiddush, so even after the goyim take it over, it doesn't matter. Mashenken Eretz Yisrael, there it needs to be constantly under our control. And once the goyim take it away, it then loses its kiddusha. So with that, we conclude our shir. And Mir Tashem, I hope to learn a lot of very good, delicious Torah with you in the future. And I hope you enjoyed learning this sugya as much as I did or more, because it was extremely illuminating and brilliant to see the various levels of Kedusha and to talk about Eretz Yisrael and to get a greater Havana into Torah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.